Blog Talk Radio.
Timeless truths. It's time to take transition to transformation. It's time to set your soul free, and it's time for that paradigm shift. It's time to be fearless. It's time for peace, love, and empowerment. It's time to create your ideal life. If you're a freedom-loving soul, we're going to talk a little bit about the principles for entrepreneurship, wellness, holistic health, fitness, and a lot of enriching life. Enriching conversations. This is Carol Ann Parisi, and I'm so glad you joined me with me today on this meaningful, motivational Monday. Sorry if I'm slurring a little bit. I was out in the garden today. We're getting some major storm edges. It's pretty cool, though, and it's that time of year, you know. But I got to spend a good 4 hours out in the yard and got over 11,000 steps. So, you know, as a fitness thing, working out is great, but if you can make your workout meaningful to do other things in your life, if you're a gardener or if you like to shovel or whatever, you know, it's good to be fit to be able to take care of yourself. So that's a little fit tip for the day. I hope everyone had a phenomenal weekend. A lot of things going on in our world, very sad. Just prayers to Egypt and all the Coptic Christians who lost their lives at the hand of radical Islamic terrorism. And, you know, we need to call things what they are. And, Islam, there is a lot of cool stuff. I had Muslim sons growing up. And, you know, but anything could be perverse, okay? I'm sure that there's radical Christians, but you're not seeing it as much. Now, there's people that tell me, and if you're one of these people, hey, feel free to give me a call. I'd love to debate you on this one. Oh, there's a lot of Christians out there killing people. I don't know. I haven't seen it. So maybe I'm wrong. But let's talk about positive things. Let's reframe our focus now and just, you know, hopefully and prayerfully, their souls are in a better place and they're all at peace. But what a waste. It's just terrible. Why can't we just love each other and be kind to each other and not have, you know, debauchery? But, okay, so that's the geopolitical craziness for the week in my brain. And I just, you know, prayerfully consider calling it what it is and hopefully justice. Righteous justice will prevail. So there you go. Anyway, let's see what else. We were doing our wonderful book, The Power of Discipline, 7 Ways It Can Change Your Life with Brian Tracy. And we were finalizing the 4 Agreements, which we're going to go into here in a little bit. I hope everybody sat down and wrote down some of the things that you love to do. Because, remember, if you do what you love and you can make money on it, that's like not working, okay? As I've said before, for the most part, since probably about 84, I really haven't worked a day in my life. Most of the ventures I've done, I've enjoyed greatly. If I didn't enjoy them, I had opportunities to go do other things. So if you do what you love, you really never have to work a day in your life, and you can have fun and be empowered and empower others. That's what I love so much about network marketing. If you have a product and a service that you're jacked up about, if you're fired up about it, and you get to share it with other people on your time and make money, it's awesome. It's awesome. And then you're helping people and you're empowering people. So if you haven't seen any great network marketing companies come along, though, I'm seeking. My favorite one is one that I'm with, and I'm not going to promote it right now, but it's because I'm not doing it as a business. I do it because the product serves me well. But if you want to know what it is, and I could absolutely coach you and train you and help you, just private message me, okay? On Facebook at Carol Ann Parisi. So let's get right into the Four Agreements tonight by Don Miguel Ruiz. Okay, so we have those Four Agreements. And these are from the ancient Toltec writings. And I actually got a new book, and I got to find it again because I buy books all the time. Shame on me. I'm just like this. Buy books, and I don't even spend a lot of time reading them all at one time either. Or sometimes I'll be reading three books at a time. But anyway, the first agreement is to be impeccable with your word, and to break that down really quickly. Remember, we said that was like sinning against yourself. You know, if you're not impeccable with your word, and it's really difficult to honor. It's really important. You know, it's heaven and earth. It's a powerful agreement, okay? But remember, your word is one of your power stations. That's where your power is to create. So when you're impeccable with your word and you say what you mean what you say, you do things, you know, speak in light and love and truth, light, love, and truth. Truth is part of that equation. Sometimes we forget truth because our truth is the new hate speech sometimes, and politically correct world, and I'm very sorry, I am not PC at all. I'm CP, Carol Parisi, but I'm not PC. I call it like I see it. I have the utmost respect for other people. I will absolutely listen to what others have to say, but you know what? It's disgusting where we get coming in society where truth is the new hate speech. Truth is eternal. Got to have the truth, and we are all into timeless truth, and that's what we're sharing here today. So remember, your word is the power that you have to create. Your word is the gift that comes directly from God. The Gospel of John in the Bible, speaking of the creation of the universe, says in the beginning there was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word is God. Through the word you express your creative power. It is through the word that you manifest anything. Regardless of what language you speak, your intent manifests through your word. What you dream, what you feel, what you really are will all be manifested through your word. And to get off topic a little bit, remember, gratitude. Speak words of gratitude. Speak words of praise and honor and goodness and truth. 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 So, you know, just remember, you are a wonderful child of God. And be impeccable with your word. So that's the first one. And the second one is don't take anything personally. You know, that's just your ego. When people say something and you get all offended by it and you're taking stuff personally, that's just your ego. That is your ego that is, you know, controlling you. And that is just a disempowering place. Ego is edging God out. It is the lowest vibrational, I'm sorry, plane to be on. I'm going to have a drink. I had a cold all weekend. I was in all weekend. I've not gone anywhere. And I just got a frog in my throat here. And it's really raining. It's really coming down. It's pretty awesome, actually. Love the rain. Very peaceful. So don't take anything personally. Whatever you think, whatever you feel, it's not others' problems, okay? Just what you say, do, and the opinions you have according to the agreements you made, these opinions have nothing to do with others, okay? People can tell you whatever they want to tell you. They can, you know, besmirch you. Don't take it personally. It says more about who they are than you. Just peace out. You know, whenever people feel, do, think, or say something about you, it really speaks more to them than to you. And if you take it personal, and allow your ego. Now you're giving your power away to someone else. So let that one sink in a little bit and work with that. Do y'all ever have a tag that's just like scratchy? It's got this tag on the shirt I'm wearing, and it's like just making my back itch. So, sorry, I'm another little bunny hole here, but I'm just going to put a, got a tank on. I'm going to put a different something on here. You know, I don't take it personally. I just took it off. Oh, gosh. So that is the second agreement, is not to take anything personally. So we've got one, be impeccable with your word, and two, don't take anything personally. And why don't we just chill out here for a minute. Let's listen to some beautiful music for the next minute or so, and we'll get through these four agreements today. We've got about another 50 minutes left of our show if I decide to go the whole way through. Don't know. Well, all right, you know what? We'll just keep going here. Let's go to number three. The third agreement is don't make assumptions. Oh, my gosh. You can't read other people's minds. You can't assume something is going to happen. You have to, you know, when you know, that's different. But always follow up and follow through. Don't make assumptions that you know what somebody else is thinking or what somebody else did. There's that old saying, remember, when you assume, you make an ass out of you and me. It says here in the book, the problem with making assumptions is that we believe that they are truth. Yeah, that's bad, right? We could swear they are real. We make assumptions about what others are doing or thinking, and then we take it personally. So now we're double-dutying our negativity. Ooh, power up and surge. Okay, ooh. We're still going. Okay. Says here, all the sadness and drama you have lived in your life is rooted in making assumptions and taking things personally. So take a moment, consider the truth of that statement. The whole world of control between humans about making assumptions and taking things personally. Our whole dream of hell is based on that. So now the fourth agreement is always do your best. Because, see, if you're always doing your best, you'll never feel bad about yourself. You won't let yourself down. Always do your best. And your best is going to be different than somebody else's best. And you know what? That's okay. That is okay. That's how this rolls. So always do your best. Those are some great agreements. Now, last week we got into some things. The mastery is in how to become Toltec. The Toltec path to freedom, and the masters that create a masterpiece with their life. They control their dream-making choices. It says everything has consequences. A dream master is aware of the consequences. This is really a way of life, you know. Where there are no leaders and no followers. You know, follow your own path. I mean, yes, I believe in mentorship. I absolutely believe in mentorship. If you have somebody who is living, you know, a life that, you know, like my aunt and uncle, they were happily married forever, and I really, they had a great friendship, and that is what procured that. So, and I know I'm getting the line. Hang on, let's let this thing play itself out. Crazy. Okay, so the mastery that lead people to become Toltecs. Okay, so I mean, this is the Toltec way. This is good, some good stuff. This is just really great for entrepreneurs or anyone who wants to create and empower their ideal life. And these are just timeless truths and principles. And just taking it from this book, it's the same thing that all the masters have said. Just like the way this is laid out, it's really simple. And it's very, you know, easy to understand. So everything has consequences. It's so true, everything. And a dream master, you know, someone who's awake and aware is totally aware of consequences. It says here, this way of life is where there are no leaders and no followers. You have your own truth and live your own truth. You become wise, wild, and free again. And personally, oh gosh, we're getting a big, lightning and thunder. Sorry, it's really, really bombastic out there. Mastery of awareness, be awake. I mean, that's why this is called Awakening to Empowerment. When awakening happens, you can't go back to the way you were before, right? So you really need to be aware of who you really are, and this is what we discussed last week, is that you sit down and you start writing down what you like, what you love to do, what you could spend hours doing, and you don't have to be prodded to do it. And I really hope it's more than sitting in front of the idiot box. You know, that's not the greatest thing. I like to sit and watch rain. I mean, this room is really, oh God, lots of lightning and thunder. It pays off in your soul so much to be totally aware of who you really are and with all your possibilities. And then it says the second mastery is the mastery of transformation and how to change and how to be free of domestication. And the third mastery is that of intent. Intent from the Toltec point of view is the part of life that makes transformation of energy possible. It is the one living being that seamlessly encompasses all energy and we call God. Intent is life itself. It's unconditional love. The mastery of intent is therefore the mastery of love. Well, I mean, I think a lot of that also is consistent with the Napoleon Hill concept of your intent. Your thoughts are your things. Your thoughts become your actions. Your actions become your habits. Your habits become your destiny. And if you want to transform yourself, I mean, if I would go shopping every single day like I have, I'm just going to bring more crap in this house. And I've got to sell stuff on eBay. I haven't done that yet. I've got to do it. I'm piling it all together. I may just want to go ahead. If anybody's an eBayer, I've got some great stuff. I'd love to make a deal with you, so contact me personally on my Facebook page, private message me. Would love to do some business with someone who's an eBayer. We can, you know, make a deal happen. But shopping for me is that thing I can't do every day, and I enjoy it. I love it. I find it very stress-relieving, but it's not goal-achieving, so there's an intent there, okay? Now, when I go shopping now with an intent to get something with a list, there's discipline because the consequences for me bringing stuff in that I don't need, I don't have the space for it. And there's a certain amount of freedom of not being tied to crap. And that's my journey right now. That's kind of where I'm at. I wanted this bigger house and everything else, and it's like, you know, maybe I just need to relinquish stuff. So I'll let you know how that works. Although my big dream has always been to be this big house ever since I was a little kid. So I'm not giving up on the dream, but I'm just going about it in a different way. There you go. So your intention, the mastery of intent is therefore mastery of love. When we talk about this path to freedom, we find that we have an entire map for breaking free of domestication. They compare the judge, the victim, in the belief system to a parasite that invades the human mind. From this perspective, all humans are domesticated that are sick. They are sick because they are a parasite that controls their mind and controls their brain. Okay, hyperconsumption. That is definitely a parasite. Hyperconsumption in our society today, it's this wasteful hyperconsumption too. It's just despicable. I am not a waste. Well, I am a wasteful person, but in a different way. I mean, today I was out gardening and I was, you know, recycling and repurposing things. But sometimes that leads to clutter. But anyway, that, you know, our domestication and what we're supposed to be, and, you know, supposed to go to college and get these jobs and have 2.5 kids and a dog and live in the suburbs and drive a certain car. I drive old cars, and I love them because they're paid for, and they got good music that I can play in there, and they get me from point A to B. That is how I am. I don't live for, you know, fancy names. I do like the clothes, though. That's a big problem. So parasite that controls the mind controls the brain. The food for the parasite is negative emotions that come from fear. So this is interesting. All humans are domesticated. Who are domesticated are sick. They are sick because there's a parasite that controls their mind and controls the brain. For me, that parasite, as I just said, is like my shopping, my accumulating. And then the food for that parasite is the negative emotions that come from fear. So obviously for me, and I'm just trying to like put this in a perspective for you, the listener too, I mean, what is it that you fear? I mean, is it for me that I fear that I'm going to get rid of this stuff, I'm not going to be able to get more? Oh, hell no. There's always more stuff. So, you know. Now I've been broke. Maybe I'm fearful that this stuff gives me security, that I can always have something. I don't have to worry if things get financially bad. I don't know. I mean, I don't know. So if we look at the description of a parasite, we find a parasite, living being who lives off of other living beings, sucking their energy without useful contribution in return. Well, listen to that. There's a lot of people like that. And they hurt their host little by little. The judge is the victim. The belief system fits this description very well. Together they compromise a living being made of psychic or emotional energy, and that energy is alive. Of course, it's not material energy, but neither are emotions material energy. Our dreams are not material energy either, but we know they exist. One function of the brain is to transform material energy into emotional energy. Yes, when you put a lot of emotion behind something, it's, the manifestation process is even much more profound. Our brain is the factory of emotions, and we have said that the main function of the mind is to dream. The Toltecs believe that the parasite, the judge, the victim, and the belief system has control of your mind. It controls your personal dream. The parasite dreams through your mind and lives its life through your body. It survives on the emotions that come from fear and thrives on drama and suffering. I don't thrive on drama. I mean, I like dramatic entryways when I walk into a home, or like a dramatic garden and the big contrast between purple and red and, you know, purple and yellow. I like that kind of drama, but I don't like that emotional, intrapersonal drama. That is just, that's a vampire, it's an energy sucker, and I could see where that is just so negative, and that's just not a path to enlightenment. So the freedom we seek is to use our own mind and body to live our own life instead of the life of the belief system. When we discover that the mind is controlled by the judge and the victim, and the real us is in the corner, we just have two choices. One choice is to keep living the way we are, to surrender to the judge and the victim, to keep living in the dream of the planet. A second choice is to do what we do as children, why parents try to domesticate, when we can rebel and say no. I've always been a rebel. I have been, always. We can declare war against the parasite, war against the judge and the victim, a war for our independence, a war for the right to use our own mind and our own brain. This is why all the shamanic traditions in America, from Canada, Argentina, people call themselves warriors, because they are in a war against the parasite and the mind. That is the real meaning of a warrior. The warrior is one who rebels against the invasion of the parasite. The warrior rebels and declares a war. But to be a warrior doesn't mean we always win the war. We may win or we may lose, but we always do our best, and at least we have a chance to be free again. Choosing this path gives us, at the very least, the dignity of rebellion, and it ensures that we will not be helpless victim of our own whimsical emotions or poisonous emotions of others. Even if we succumb to the enemy, the parasite, we will not be among those victims who will not fight back. And the best about being a warrior gives us an opportunity to transcend the dream of the planet and to change our personal dream, to dream what we call heaven. Just like hell, heaven is a place that exists within our mind. I believe there's a real heaven. I do believe in there's a real hell. I do also believe in these principles that we also do a lot of this to ourselves here on earth as well. But that's a whole other conversation. It's a place of joy, a place where we're happy, where we are free to love and be who we really are. We can reach heaven while we're alive. We don't have to wait until we die. God is always present, and the kingdom of heaven is everywhere. But first, we need to have the eyes and ears to hear that the truth. We need to be free of the parasite. The parasite can be compared to a monster with 1,000 heads. Every head of the parasite is one of fears that we have. If we want to be free, we have to destroy the parasite. Our solution is to attack the parasite head by head, which means we face each of our fears one by one. This is a slow process, but it works. Every time we face one of these fears, we are a little more free. Joyce Meyer says it, do it afraid. If you are fearful of something and you know it's not going to kill you, remember that which does not kill you makes you stronger. There is nothing to fear. Fear is false evidence appearing real. You do it one by one. This is awesome. This is just really awesome coaching right here. You just take each fear and you face it one by one. So you know what we're going to do? We're going to like pause here because this is really an awakening here. And now it's time for a little exercise. And this is going to be our homework exercise too. But, you know, remember, awakening is where transformation begins. So go ahead and start writing down things that you are fearful of. Write down what you fear. If you fear jumping out of airplanes, I don't know, let's think something a little more reasonable. I don't know. Talking to strangers. Some people are fearful of talking to strangers. Take the opportunity when you're in the grocery store or and you know, pumping gas or something to reach out to a stranger and speak to them. So start, you know, pensively thinking today what your fears are. What are those fears? And, you know, this is a really good thing because if you have 10 fears, then maybe you do 10 fear, you know, fear a week or even a fear a month. If it's a really big fear, then, you know, you got to do it. The first time you do it is going to be the most liberating thing, though. So every time we face one of the fears, we are a little more free, and we can overcome them. We are warriors. We are called to be more than overcomers. A second approach is to stop feeding the fears. Stop feeding these parasites. If we don't give the parasite any food, eventually the parasite's going to die from starvation. To do this, we have to gain control of our emotions. You are in control of your thoughts, your feelings, your emotions, and your actions, okay? We have that power. That is empowerment. That is true empowerment. That is what this show is about. It's taking control and being self-accountable for your thoughts, your feelings, your emotions. Somebody could tell you you're fat and ugly. If you don't take it, you know, back at you, bro. Ain't happening. I'm not taking that. I rebuke that. And I was talking to one of my best friends today, and I do believe that, you know, the dichotomy of good and evil, yin and yang, you know, opposites. And there is a negative energy out there. I believe it's a devil. I do believe in it. That's a ton. And when you're on that road to enlightenment and godliness and freedom, and the Bible tells us the enemy only comes to seek, kill, and destroy. He goes around like a hungry lion, seeing who he can devour or she can devour. And these are your thoughts, your attitudes. So every day when you're grateful for what you have and when you go ahead and you live an empowered life and you don't feed the fears, this enemy, these demons, then you can win. I had a Facebook conversation with a friend last night who's a recovering alcoholic. And this is a huge demon to beat. Why are alcoholics need that bottle? Because they're afraid to be sober. They're afraid of actually facing life for what it is. You know what? Life is a great thing. Shit happens to everyone. Deal with it. Deal with it. Get a life coach. Go to a good, you know, spiritual teacher. But you have the power. It is in you. The Ruby Slipper Principle, if you've been listening to this show for any amount of time, you know I call it the Ruby Slipper Principle. So this is really deep, deep diving here, folks. Don't feed the parasites. Don't feed the fears. Gain control of your emotions and your thoughts and your feelings. Just grab it. You own it. It's simple. It's not easy because of our habits, okay? And you've got these habits, and then you judge yourself, and then you play the victim. You play this fucking OODA mind game with yourself. So there's a third solution. It's called the initiation of the dead. The initiation of the dead is found in many traditions and esoteric schools around the world. We find it in Egypt, India, Greece, and America. This is a symbolic death which kills the parasite without harming our physical body. When we die symbolically to the parasite has to die. This is faster than the first two solutions, but it's even more difficult to do. We need a great deal of courage to face the angel of death. We need to be very strong. So, let's take a closer look at each of these solutions. And this is really deep, and I just, you know, with this Easter coming, we're going to unpack this next week. We're going to unpack this a little bit next week. I think we've gone through enough. Hopefully last week you wrote down what you love. Now, this week, the opposite of love, as we all know, is fear. And hopefully you'll write down what your fears are. What are your fears? And you know, maybe start making a little map. And you know, you gotta die to those fears. You gotta die to yourself. And the Bible tells us that. And we have a Resurrection Sunday coming. And there's something very profound. I'm a believer in Jesus Christ. And I believe because he died and was resurrected, I will have eternal life. But there's also, metaphorically speaking, of what we just said, that death, sometimes that death is so painful, but the resurrection after that death is true life, and it's real life. There's the story of the phoenix, how the phoenix dies and burns, but then it's reborn, bigger and more beautiful. You know, really do a deep dig into yourself. See where you're at in your life. What are the things you want to change? You know, who are you going to need to get on board with you to help facilitate some of these changes? Do you need your spouse to do it with you? Do you feel like taking this journey alone? Do you need a coach? But, you know, if you did not do last week's homework and write down what you love, do that, and then start thinking about what you fear, and why are you not doing the things you love? Why haven't you started that business? Why haven't you, you know, I don't know, taken that vacation, or whatever, gone and volunteered? What is stopping you from creating your ideal life? And that's where your fears are. So we're going to go and unpack that really deep next week again. And this is really a good book. We will keep building on this book. I really like this. It's something that I think is beneficial. I find it very beneficial. Let's talk a little bit about self-discipline. And, yeah, we'll get back to, you know, Wallace G. Wattles and all the good stuff. There's a lot of that, too. But let's see here. Oh, let's see. Self-discipline. Okay, self-discipline and character. How about that one? Hold yourself responsible for a higher standard than anyone else expects of you. And if we said this last week, it's okay. It's all good. Because repetition is the mother of mastery. never excuse yourself. Never pity yourself. Be a hard master to yourself. And be lenient to everyone else. And that's Henry Ward Beecher. So the development of character is a great business of life. Your ability to develop a reputation as a person of character and honor is the highest achievement of a social life. Now, this kind of goes parallel to the be impeccable with your word and always do your best and don't take anything personally. And don't assume things, because people of character deploy and employ all of those great Toltec, you know, the Four Agreement principles. So Ralph Waldo Emerson wrote, "What you do speaks so loudly, I cannot hear what you say. The person who you are today, your innermost character is the sum total of all your choices and decisions in your life today." And I think we did do this before, but it's okay. This is so delicious. This is so deep. And it's just, you know, you can't, there's too many characters out there. So let's go into this a little more. We have about another 20 minutes. So a person of character possesses a series of virtues or values. These are courage, compassion, generosity, temperance, persistence, friendliness, among others. But the most important value in determining the depth and strength of character is your integrity. It is integrity living in the complete truth with yourself and others that most demonstrates the quality of your character. In a way, integrity is actually the value that guarantees all other values. The higher your level of integrity, the more honest you are with yourself, the more likely it is you will live consistently with all other values you admire and respect. It takes tremendous self-discipline to become a person of character. It takes a considerable willpower to always do the right thing in every situation. It takes self-discipline and willpower to resist the temptation to cut corners, to take the easy way or to act for a short-term advantage. All of life is a test, ultimately proving our character. Wisdom can be developed privately through study and reflection, but character can only be developed in the give and take of daily life. When forced to choose and decide among alternatives, it is only when you are under pressure, when forced to choose one way or another, that your true character is demonstrated. Emerson said, guard your integrity as a sacred thing. Nothing at last is sacred except the integrity of your own soul. You are a choosing organism. You are constantly making choices one way or the other. Every choice you make is a statement about your true values and priorities. You always choose what is more important, of higher value to you, over what is less important or what is less of value at that moment. Only the bulwark against temptation, the path of least resistance, and the expediency factor is character. The only way to develop more surely toward the stars is to exert your willpower in every situation when you are tempted to do what is easy rather than what is correct. The payoff for becoming a person of character is tremendous. It demands consistent willpower and discipline to make the right choice when faced with the option of taking the easy way out. The end result is a sense of increased self-worth and self-esteem. Being true to yourself. It is being authentic. Okay? Oh, this is just so good. This is many, many, many pages. So you know what? This is just so delicious. This is so rich. This is why you need to know who you are. This is why you need to write down what you love to do. This is why you need to write down what you fear. And start looking at some of the choices you've made and some of the consequences that have actually helped to develop your character, okay? Remember, you'll start feeling positive about yourself when you behave with integrity in this character. And when you earn respect and esteem of people around you, they look up to you and admire you. You know what? It's not a bad thing. You need to be true to your soul, and you have a higher standard. It's that godly standard, God, our creator. I don't care what people think of me. I do care what God thinks of me, though, okay? And we are all sinners, and we've all fallen short, so that's something, too. Doors are open, and new opportunities are presented. You'll be paid more and promoted faster, and even given greater responsibilities. You become a person of honor. All things will become possible to you. I will tell you something on the other side of that. And we are actually going to go ahead and finish this next week, this power of character and discipline. But also, and maybe this is just the political world, and I'm just going to share this, but I've always tried to maintain the highest level of integrity in politics, which, good God, that is like. It's a feat. Because you start acting like a person like, see, the free market is also the same. There's always this political way that people think. And Mother Teresa says it the best, you know, just do it anyway. But there will be people that are envious of your integrity, your level of character and your level of integrity. And I'm going to say another thing. You'll see people that have done that, you know, low living with you. Because sometimes we, you know, we all got friends in low places and you start changing, your friends are going to give you a hard time because they're losing that codependent or that partner, if you will, that low living partner. Remember, we've talked about this on our show before. It's the high price of low living. So I'm just telling you, when you start transforming and you are doing this metamorphosis, this phoenix metamorphosis, where you're starting to create your ideal life and you're becoming this person that is following their own path, and you are self-confident and you are assured and you have this light and this glow about you, there are going to be people that will try and put your light out, okay? That's where you're going to really make where the rubber meets the road. That's where you have to just press through and just press harder into it, because that's where the victory is. And you know what? There might be times where you just are so down because, you know, I mean, I don't know if you've ever heard that. The one, the Les Brown. Maybe we'll play that again next week. That thing is flipping awesome. Eric Thomas and Les Brown. If I could find it real quick here, I think we'll play it. But there's times that, you know, even you're doing your best and things aren't happening fast enough, or your friends are starting to come against you, and it becomes painful, especially, you know, when you're doing it for people and they disrespect you. So, you know, be aware. Just keep pressing on. Just keep pressing on, and you will be able to achieve. I am seeing if I could find this video, because this is one of the best videos, and we're going to play this right as soon as I find it. I believe this is it. I'm praying to God this is it. Is it?
Your time in your life. Where's the right time to do a great thing? If you wait for that perfect moment, that perfect timing, it's not going to happen. You know what you have to do? You have to create the perfect time and the perfect opportunity and the perfect situation. But a lot of people become comfortable. They stop growing. They stop wanting anything. They become satisfied. People getting ready to go to jobs that they don't like. Jobs that are making them sick. You see, when you're not pursuing your goal, you are literally committing spiritual suicide. When you have some goal out here that you're stretching for and reaching for that takes you out of your comfort zone, you'll find out some talents and abilities you have that you didn't know you have. When the messenger of misery visits you, what are you going to do? What will keep you in the game? There are things that you think you'll never need to know, that you may only need to know one time in your life, but that could save your life because you had that knowledge. Unless you attempt to do something beyond that which you've already mastered, you will never grow. What is it that you looked at some point in time and you decided that you couldn't do it? That you talk yourself out of it? You're waiting on your next door neighbor to make it happen for you. It may not happen. If you're waiting on your mother or your father, they may be so ancient in their thinking that they don't understand this opportunity that you have. And if you're waiting on them, it may never get done. You don't beg average people to be phenomenal. You don't beg good people to be phenomenal. You just are phenomenal, and you will attract phenomenal. What reason can you remember that you can call on, that you can reach on, that can make you get back up? Find that reason. If you're not where you are, if you're not where you want to be, if you don't have what you want to have, if you're not where you think you should be in this particular place, it has nothing to do with the system, but it has everything to do with the fact that you're not making the sacrifice. I want you to make that dream become a reality, because if you don't, you will be working for somebody else to make their dreams become a reality. Everybody is against you or don't believe in you no more. And let me tell you something, that's a lonely feeling. It's a lonely feeling, particularly people that you're doing it for. Most people take their greatness, take their ideas to the graveyard with them. Listen to me, if it was easy, everybody would do it. There are people right now who are working who don't want to work. There are people who hate their job, but they keep getting up to do it. The wealthiest place on the planet is the graveyard. Because in the graveyard, we will find inventions that we never, ever were exposed to. Ideas, dreams that never became reality. Hopes and aspirations that were never acted upon. The question is, what are you going to do with your time? What drives you? Greatness is a lot of small things done well. Day after day. Workout after workout, obedience after obedience, day after day. When things don't work out for you, when things happen that you could not anticipate, what are the reasons that you can think of that can keep you strong? You will never, ever be successful until you turn your pain into greatness, until you allow your pain to push you from where you are to push you to where you need to be. Stop running from your pain and embrace your pain. Your pain is going to be a part of your pride, a part of this opportunity of a lifetime. It means absolutely nothing if you don't take advantage of it in the lifetime of this opportunity. I gotta say that when life knocks you down, try and land on your back, because if you can look up, you can get up. If you want a thing bad enough to go out and fight for, to work day and night for, to give up your time, your peace, and your sleep, if all that you dream and scheme is about, life seems useless and worthless without it. Saying yes to your life. You've got to start saying yes to your dreams. Yes to your unfolding future. Yes to your potential. As opposed to saying no. When you die on E. Leave no dreams left behind, God. Leave no opportunity left behind. When you leave this earth, accomplish every single thing you can accomplish. Listen to me. You're going to be here one day. Want to succeed as bad as you want to breathe.
Well, there you go. If that doesn't fire you up, if that doesn't just juice you and make you think, that is the most thought-provoking, most emotion-driving motivational video. You can get that on YouTube. And it is. It's called The Best Motivational Video, Les Brown, Eric Thomas. It's on YouTube. And listen to that every day. And if that don't light your fire, baby, your wood is wet, because that's it, man. Life will knock you down. People will knock you down. Don't take it personally. I love my favorite thing. You land on your back, because if you could look up, you could get up. And you remember, the enemy outside can do us no harm as long as there's no enemy within. And that goes for this country, too. But don't be your own worst enemy. We all are. We all are. Now you need to love yourself. Love yourself. Know yourself. Know what your dreams are, what your goals are. Start, you know, eventually we'll start putting a plan together around that. But get your dreams and your fears, because your fears are precluding you from your dreams. So if you could have the awakening of what you truly are afraid of, and this may take time. This may not just, you know, sit down in 45 minutes and knock it out. You know, if you're that self-aware, and then you're fooling yourself by not taking the appropriate action to get that, you know, that harness that power. So I hope this show has served you today. I enjoyed doing it. Sorry, the beginning was a little rocky road, right? We had a little bit of rockiness between the storm outside and the my stumbling, mumbling over my words. I was pretty quiet today. I didn't talk to my plants much. But thank you for joining me here today on Awaken to Empowerment. This is Carol Ann Parisi. I'm going to sign off. And truly, I hope that this show serves you. I hope you find it valuable. Share it with a friend. Download it and listen to it. Download that few minutes. Listen to it on your phone. And you know what? Be well. Be blessed. Be free. Create your ideal life. Let's take this tumultuous time of transition and let's create a great transformation. And if we all just do better and be our best and do our best to be our best, and be excellent people, and be people of character and integrity and kindness and love and service, this world is going to be a better place, okay? And just hope you enjoyed the show today. Until next time, peace, love, and freedom. Your ideal life does await you. And let's sign off here with a little bit of Peace of Mind from Boston. So this song will take us to the end of our show. Be well, be blessed, ciao, ciao for now. This is Carol Ann Parisi signing off for this week's adventure, this Monday motivational day for Awaken to Empowerment. And remember, next week. Bye-bye. Thank you for joining me. Ciao, ciao for now.